Well, good afternoon. It's Father Eli here at St. Joe's and Our Lady of Fatima. It's an interesting time we're in. I've been reflecting a little bit today. I got an email from the diocese and just kind of giving us some guidance on the Triduum, and I've been thinking about that. Today I'm mailing off the holy oil boxes, so I've emptied out the oils from last year. This is something we do every year. As we prepare for the Chrism Mass, where we get the new oils, we get all the boxes and the little bottles where the oils are kept, the Chrism oil, the oil of the sick, and the oil of the catechumens. There's three little containers of oil in each box for each parish. And so right now I'm getting those ready to mail off. And as I reflect on this, it's just kind of sad to me, like, okay, this is happening. We won't do this in a public way this year. And so it's striking home to me, I guess. And just reflecting on doing the Triduum with myself and maybe a few ministers, and how sad that will be not to have that big public celebration of the Easter mysteries, which I so look forward to each year. So, yeah, I'm reflecting on this and just trying to take stock of it and understand how do I live this out. And I guess we're all doing that in our own ways, trying to figure out how do we live in the current times under the circumstances that we're facing right now. And it's not always easy or clear how to do it in the best way. So I wanted to mention the Holy Father put out a plenary indulgence. So this is kind of tied to the current circumstances, the current times that we live in. And maybe it would be just best if I read from the document. So the document was put out, recently on the 20th. So very recently, March 20th, this is put out. And the part that pertains to this says, the plenary indulgence is granted to the faithful suffering from coronavirus who are subject to quarantine by order of the health authority in hospitals or in their own homes, if, with the spirit of detached from any sin, they unite them spiritually through the media to the celebration of the Holy Mass, the recitation of the Holy Rosary, to the pious practice of the Way of the Cross, or other forms of devotion, or if at least they will recite the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and a pious invocation to the Blessed Virgin Mary, offering this trial in a spirit of faith in God and charity towards their brothers and sisters, with the will to fulfill the usual conditions, sacramental confession, Eucharistic communion, and prayer according to the Holy Father's intentions as soon as possible. So that's a pretty wide plenary indulgence that's being offered. I think they're just trying to help people to... An indulgence is always an encouragement to do something to help us draw closer to God. So it's not meant to be like a little carrot, but it's meant to be something that kind of helps us say, okay, these are good things to do. I'm going to do them for the sake of the indulgence, but also because for the sake that this will help me in my practice of my faith. So Way of the Cross, recitation of the Rosary, spiritually connecting to the celebration of the Mass over media, of whatever form. So these are all different things. And then it has a very wide thing. It says, what was the phrasing? Or other forms of devotion. So pretty much any kind of devotion. If you do it with reverence, you can do this. And the minimum it says is to recite the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and an invocation to the Blessed Virgin Mary, which just means a prayer to her. So you could do a Hail Mary. So, all of these, of course, an indulgence offers us, a plenary indulgence is like a full remittance of the temporal punishment due to sin. For most of us, because we are not fully detached from sin, our plenary indulgences become partial indulgences, but it's still a good thing to do. And so we're encouraged to do that. There's a little part I'm going to read here too. Healthcare workers, family members, and all those who, following the example of the Good Samaritan, exposing themselves to the risk of contagion, care for the sick of coronavirus according to the words of the Divine Redeemer. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. will obtain the same gift of the plenary indulgence under the same conditions. So they're kind of trying to cast a wide net here, help us to enter into this experience. And you might look that up if you have more questions, but just to know that the church is trying to encourage us during this time to continue with our spiritual practices as best we can. Let's see, what else was I going to say? I know for some of the recordings, I've been noticing there's a time lapse in the video and the audio, so I'm working on that. Sorry about that. This morning when I streamed the Mass, I was using a microphone, and there was a high-pitched whine, so I'm going to try to figure those things out. I apologize for that. And other than that, I hope you're doing well. Hope you're hanging in there. Give a shout-out if you need something. I'm going to be looking for some volunteers to help with grocery delivery that they're kind of setting up at the grocery store. So they're looking for maybe 5 people. They're going to do this 3 days a week in the afternoon from about 1:30 to, 1:30 to 4:30 or something like that. So they're going to have a few people do like the shopping, like they're going to get the orders online, and they're going to have people like go through the store and get the items and put them together. And then they're going to have a few people make deliveries and bring them to people's houses. The service is going to be offered for those who are over the age of 65, and so they're looking for volunteers who are under the age of 60. So they're trying to be aware of this. So this is something that Assemblies of God is kind of organizing, and have asked for volunteers from the other churches in the area. So if this is something you've got an interest in, give me a call, shoot me an email, let me know. Would be helpful to have about 5 people who could do this. Either Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday, I believe, is the 3 days. Let me just double check that. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, sorry. So Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday from 1 to 4 is what they're going to be doing. And this is going to be starting on Monday. So anyway, hope you're doing well. Take care. God bless you. And hope to hear or see you around. Blessings as you enter into the lockdown mode.